Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And today you're listening to Navjeet Kandola and me on Transformation Talk Radio. And this show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how to listen to your soul, how to tap into that brilliance of your soul, and how you can move to that unstoppable energy to go after your biggest dreams. We are live each Wednesday at 6 a.m. Pacific, at 8 Central and 9 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. And today we have our amazing guest, Navjeet Kandola. I've talked with Navjeet before, and the topics are always very juicy. And today we're going to talk about the problem with men. Let me talk a little bit about Navjeet before we get into this topic. Navjeet, she's just an amazing spiritual advisor. She's a colleague, she's a friend, and I met Navjeet the first time when I studied at the Soul Retreats at the Light Institute, and we were doing all these multi-incarnational sessions. Navjeet, she is a spiritual advisor, an educator, a speaker, a filmmaker, a full-time mom, and she is the director of the Nizoni School for Global Consciousness. She was the host and producer of two radio shows, The Window to the Sky, The Media Brunch. She also directed independent programs, The Knowings from Chris Griscom Show, The Chris Griscom Show and Life in Motion. Navjeet has worked with millionaires, with homeless heroin addicts. She works with teens. She's worked with me. She works with children in public schools and detention centers, and she has a phenomenal blog site, tenderlogic.com, and she writes weekly in spirited style about love, awakeness, awareness, and the evolution of our higher consciousness. And she's absolutely so passionate, and she has so much life experience. And today, Navjeet is here. Welcome, Navjeet.
Thank you, Saskia. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, let's dive.
Good morning.
Let's dive right into this topic: the problem with men. What's the problem with men, Navjeet?
Well, let's start off. That's a great juicy title, because sometimes we as women actually will say that to ourselves, you know, whether it's our own husbands or brothers or fathers or colleagues. Sometimes inward we think, oh God, the problem with these guys, or the problem with this guy, is if only he would just listen, or if he would just, you know, tune into himself, then things would be different. So it isn't so much that there's an outside thing that we can point at and say all men have this issue. It's just that sometimes we as women look at men and see issues that we feel could be resolved if there were a little bit of time or energy spent on inner reflection, or perhaps being a little bit more inclusive. I'm not saying in any way or form that men are not inclusive, or that they aren't intuitive or look within. But if we look at the world over and we look at the people who are in power, we notice, I notice, and this is how this conversation came up for me, is that I notice that, yes, majority of the institutions, majority of the governmental posts, majority of the people in corporations who are making the decisions happen to be male. And then I look and see the world and I say, well, there are some pretty big issues that need to be resolved, whether it's global hunger, whether there's war or strife. And I look again and I see men in power. So that's where this conversation is going to begin today.
Yeah, you know, when we talked about it before, I was saying, you know, I love this topic, and I'm totally pro-man, so it has nothing of, you know, like a feminist topic or any, that's not the angle we're taking this from. It's just a very interesting topic. Navjit, we could also say, what's the problem with woman? Is there, would you say the consciousness, is there a difference, like the man consciousness, the woman's consciousness?
I think so. I think that there are differences in the way that men and women move in the world due to biological processes, due to evolution. But I feel that both as men and women, we are ready to shed some of the roles, whether we've embraced them or they are part of our costuming, you know, as a male, as a female at this point in our lives, and that we're ready to kind of shed them and use consciousness as a way of creating a much more prosperous reality for all. I think that there is that drive, just as much survival has been a lead, to the lead in terms of creating our evolution. Cooperation and kindness are also evolutionary tools, and so I think we need to look to those aspects that will create more prosperity for all. And I think that's where men who happen to be in power, most of the major decision-making machineries, we need to ask men to reflect within themselves, and for women to reflect also and to step up out of this kind of dreamlike trance of that we either victim or that we can't. Because if you grow up in an environment where you are subconsciously or consciously trained to be less, and imagine that we as women have had aeons of this kind of subjugation training, then sometimes it's difficult to wake up out of that reality. We're so used to being that way. Even the most fiercest of feminist women may still be unshackling themselves from this kind of deep subconscious training. And so what we're saying here about the problem with men is that we all want a world in which there is prosperity, there is well-being, there is care, and that it's going to take some choices from both sides.
Yeah. You know, it just reminds me, if you say, like, you know, you're raised like that. I've traveled a lot, and I was just speaking last week with Linda Cruz, who's a humanitarian. And, you know, I was in Pakistan, you know, like 20 years ago. She was there basically recently, but, you know, the women were so suppressed, and I read her book and everything came back. Like, I was very fearful. I mean, they basically would run you over on the street. And I was like so surprised, like we're not used to it, but, you know, all women are. And what does that take to change?
I think that it is changing. But it's slow in some places. Some places it feels like it's going backwards. But overall, I would say there is a movement towards change. And I think that where we have the access to become more conscious, to use the tools that we have gained, we can really support other women around the world where they don't have as much access to rise up within their homes, within their families, to begin to feel their place in the world. And I know that it's challenging when it feels like all that you have is constriction. If you wear the wrong clothes, if you look at a man in a different way, if you voice your opinion and you're beaten down, it's very challenging to say, this is what I want as a woman. But that doesn't mean we can't be enterprising. It doesn't mean that we have to challenge the male hierarchy through those very yang directives. We can become powerful because whoever controls the economy, whoever creates, whoever is enterprising can make a difference. Women can begin to have cooperatives. We can begin to work with each other and create a powerful means of community. And through community, we can create other systems of power. It's going to take time. It's not going to be overnight. And it's going to take courage, and it's going to take stretching of the imagination. And what I mean by that, stretching of the imagination, it means that within our own consciousness, we have to override the fear that we have about speaking out or standing up for ourselves or how to even do that and what it means. For instance, if we have visions in our mind that standing up means challenging, for instance, if you're in a country or an environment where you're oppressed and you do not have a voice, how do you stand up for yourself? How do you rise up and create change in your life so that you have some sense of peace, you have some sense of autonomy or sense of purpose? That's where you yourself are going to have to get creative. I can't tell you how in that particular situation you're going to do that, but I do know that there is a spark of genius or tons of genius in each one of us, and that's where the creativity has to take root. And
Avjit, I'm seeing it's break time. Just hold that thought. Yes. Such an interesting conversation. Okay. We're heading to the break, and stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Saskia on Transformation Talk Radio. We have today our guest, Navjeet Kandola. And Navjeet, how can people connect to you and go to your website and learn all the beautiful things about you?
They can go to www.tenderlogic.com. And if they go there, they'll see my most recent posts that I've been writing about, contemplating, and also if they just go to the contemplations page, they have access to actual tools that they can use in their lives right now to help them become clear, to create peace, to have deepen their sense of self by subscribing to my newsletter and getting a whole bunch of audio meditations, contemplations, and actual tools that will direct their consciousness into clarity. So a lot of stuff on there for free for anyone who comes to my site.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And I have also exciting news. I have this new company. Well, actually, Your Soul Guidance is now transformed in breakthroughmiracles.com, and I have a new gift. So anyone who's listening, if you're interested in that, how to create your miracle, how to break through, go from stuck to unstoppable. And on the homepage, you can access 7 free gifts that teach you how to listen to your soul, how to sidestep your fear, how to shift your mindset. You can go to breakthroughmiracles.com. Also, if you go to the free soul guidance, there are ebooks. There's also an ebook from Navjeet Kandola where she talks about how to be in worst case scenarios. It's a phenomenal transcript you can just download for free. So that's on breakthroughmiracles.com. Okay, let's get back to what we're talking about, Navjeet. We talked about, you know, that as women, we have to learn how to speak up and, you know, talk our authentic voice. And what's the key there?
The key there, I think, is to pierce the illusion of feeling victim and feeling that we are helpless. And even when we have very, very limited resources, we still have, if we're awake, access to the universe through our consciousness, to the unmanifest, where, you know, ingenuity, innovation, brilliance comes from. Mm-hmm. Nobody, regardless of who is in power, has power just from the material things around them. Genius and imagination comes from the unmanifest. So everyone has access to that. And so the brave person is going to keep asking the question within and reflecting within to find a way. I think there has to be a desire to find a way, even in the most limited of situations. And even sometimes in those kind of situations, the answer may be a surrender of some kind that then creates an opening. It isn't always that, oh, you know, you're meditating, you're contemplating, and you get a way out, which is, you know, I'm going to do this business, or I'm going to write a book, or I'm going to escape my family or this regime. It may be that through quietening and surrendering and seeing the beauty of life from where you are, that might then create an opening that allows you to have freedom. We just never realize how many ways there are that through which we can create a sense of freedom, a sense of direction for ourselves.
I totally love that, and I've been
basically like marinating in the field of unlimited possibilities, because I was for 4 days in the Matrix Energetic Seminar.
Right.
And really, right. That is exactly what you're saying. I mean, there is this field, there is this source where the genius comes from. And it isn't so much about the doing, but the tapping within and connecting to that unlimited possibilities that we all have, no matter if you're a man or a woman. And then that leads me to last week's show, where Linda Cruz was talking to, when she visited all these dramatic places like the tsunami. She was there a week after the tsunami, and what they saw was, you know, everybody was like basically homeless, people were out of work. She looked at all these fishermen sitting at the beach, their boats were gone, everything was gone. But there were, of course, as many women without jobs because the hotels were flooded. So what she did was thinking, you know, we the only way out is to be entrepreneurial. And the women who were depending on their bosses suddenly were without bosses. And one of the women, you know, this reminds me of what you talked about. She said, what, you know, what can you do to make a living? I mean, what you're good at? And this lady, she was sick and she had nothing anymore. And she said, you know, I love to wash clothes and fold clothes and iron clothes. Uh-huh. And from that sprung an idea that she wasn't relying on her boss in the hotel, which she was obedient to, suddenly. And they said, how can we help you and make that happen? And they gave her a washing machine and an iron board. So this lady tapped into her brilliance, her idea, like, what do I love to do? I love to fold clothes and I love to iron. And she got a washing machine, right? I get even the chills saying that they gave her a washing machine. And this lady had a very affluent business. I mean, months later, she tapped into that, right? Like, she stood up.
Right, exactly. And it can be something very, very simple. And the brilliant thing about this is that we often think that I was thinking about this recently, that when we are in very tight, constrictive places where we feel like we can't even breathe and all we feel is suffering, we have to separate. The first step is to separate out from the story of suffering. Yes, it's real, it's full on, it's in technicolor. You can actually feel the squeeze and you can feel the terrors, but somehow we have to snap out of the story part of it and look at the lay of the land and see, okay, what's the reality here? And what do I actually have within me right now that will allow me to feel my sense of wholeness?
Yeah.
And also at the same time, as much as we are seeing the constriction, to also take a moment to actually look for the beauty or the peace or the things that are in abundance around you. There may be an abundance of beautiful sky. Even though you might be in shackles, you can still look up at the sky and there may be a beautiful sky that in that moment, or that the sun is shining, or that there is an abundance of snow, or that your children are with you. Whatever it is, look to that as food, as mana, and that's going to give you the nourishment to expand. And it's through that expansion that we begin to connect the dots of possibility.
Yeah.
And before we know it, we have a key, and before we know it, we've opened the door, and there's a new world that we're stepping into.
You know, it's like now I've, you know, changed my business to Breakthrough Miracles. I'm really doing this create my mindset to be really miracle minded, right? It's like you remind yourself that there is possibility everywhere, and there are basically miracles. Basically means, you know, the time goes a little faster. It's not the, you know, it doesn't have to take like so long. It's like instantly things can happen. But that really, we have to remind ourselves that we can look for that. And like you say, not too much stay in the story and step out of that. And that's the first step. And certainly if we, you know, relate this back to the women who are listening, you know, yes, the problem with men, but if we can always take a step, right?
I mean, it could well be, for instance, you know, that women in other parts of the world, and they look to the States or they look to Europe and they say, oh, wow, those women have it so good. But the women here are saying, well, you know, it's still, if we look at the statistics, you know, more men have jobs in decision-making places than women. Women are not paid as much. There's still that sense of inequality in terms of being appreciated or acknowledged for the same amount of work. More women do unpaid work in the West still. Yeah. And so there are those inequalities. So the opportunity is always there for anyone, male or female, feeling constriction. It could be that you're a male and you feel that you're not getting the promotions that you want, or you're feeling that you would love to spend time with your children, but you're the breadwinner. There's a role that needs to be re-evaluated. Do men have to be the breadwinners? Not really, not anymore.
True, and I see, and I want to talk about this after the break, because, you know, I'm from Europe, and I've lived there for 40 years, and now I'm in the States. But I do actually, when I was thinking about, you know, our topic, the problem with men, there is a slight difference there, because I see the men there, and that's interesting to see what the difference here. We talk about that raising our children. Men are way more involved in the education of the kids, are way more also working part-time now, are sharing, you know, women are breadwinners. There's a difference in consciousness, I would say. But we talk about that after the break. We're talking today with Navjeet Kandola about the problem with men, and we'll be right back after the break.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Saskia and Navjeet here on Transformation Talk Radio. And Navjeet, how can people connect with you?
Through my website, tenderlogic.com. And you can also work with me one-on-one. I'm about to put together some group sessions for people and creating new products all the time, new meditations. And the newest one that I'm working on, which will be up and live on my site within the next week or so, is called Start Your Day, Launch Your Life, which is basically I looked at the ways that we procrastinate when we feel like I want to do something, but I just don't know how to make that first step. So this new product is about how to make that first step, and really whether that's in starting a new relationship or a new job or just you want a little bit of extra pip and verb for the day. So it's called Start Your Day, Launch Your Life, and you can get that at my site, tenderlogic.com. Very excited about it. I use it myself.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
I started my day.
Sometimes you just need that little push or a reminder that you can start the day with excitement. You know, you may not have slept the night, or you're feeling down, or you're worrying. But how to switch our consciousness and access, like you were saying with Breakthrough Miracles, that awareness, that potential at the get-go, at the beginning, and what a difference it makes when you use that.
It's so true. It's really, you know, we have to retrain our brain, really, because we're always on default mode and most of the time, and specifically in stress, we are only on default mode. And that just takes awareness and constant awareness, I think. We need those reminders. Navjeet, we were talking about before the break about the difference. Do you think there is a difference, and I could only speak, of course, for Holland, in men, or how you say the American men and the rest of the world?
That's a fantastic question, actually, because I think, and this is my perspective and not a factual statement, what I have noticed, and I'm just looking at overview, and I notice certain trends in consciousness. And so I'm not saying that when I make this statement that this is that the West is better than the East, or there's more evolution in certain parts of the world and less evolution in others. This is just an observation that I'm tracking right now, and that is that the West has an opportunity in really furthering and exploring individuation, the individual self. And I think that when we look at European countries, when we look at America, that we can see that individuation of, you know, what's good for me, self-interest, is really being explored here, both in what we're seeing are both positive and negative aspects of that exploration. And what we find, what I'm looking at, is that when I look to the East or to other parts of the world, what I see there is a gift of focus, more focus on community, family, loyalty. And so it's really fascinating how different themes are being explored and learned from, both in negative aspects. We can see the negative aspects and we can see the positive aspects. So to answer your question, is there a difference in American men? I would say that there is in the U.S. a drive that has to do with the pursuance of the self. And, you know, we have this idea of the West, of America, as being the place you go to the land of the brave and free. It's the place where independence is valued, where freedom is valued, where the U.S. is not as as cluttered with culture or tradition as, let's say, Europe is. And then if you go deeper still into Asia and Africa, there's even more tradition and culture places. And so the West, and less so in America, there isn't that reliance on culture or having to have those things be a part of our lives. Does that make sense? You know, here, history here is when the Western man of America looks at history, he or she looks at 300 years or so. In Europe, you look back and you've got, you know, thousands of years. And if you go into Asia and Africa, you've got thousands upon thousands of years of history. So there's that history can feel illuminating and we can learn from it, but it can also feel heavy and weighted to us.
No, it has to be fine, absolutely. It's just that... In what I see in Europe, there's a lot of men are changing in work hours. They contribute a lot to the family. They're more available. I mean, they're not more so strictly like working from 9 to 5. Their roles changed, and that's what the trend I've seen.
Oh yeah, I think so. I think that is very much more apparent in Europe, and it's actually supported more there. And also, you know, in Europe we have more of a socialist tendency, meaning that the welfare of the many, the governments have a hand in handling that. They support that, and so we probably have more women in positions of leadership in Europe than maybe in the U.S. And there is also a sense of, you know, men being given the equal opportunity to be stay-at-home dads. They have more parent leave than they used to. Women have more longer time period. And I think that the U.S. could catch up with that. And I also want to, within that framework, I want to focus on, you know, what is it that men, because the conversation really is, you know, the problem with men. So let's really focus on the male species and look at what is it that men can do in their lives. If there are male listeners or if there are women who have husbands, fathers, sons who are listening, what is it that men can do at this point that can change the way that the balance is of our lives, the way the decisions are made? I mean, I think that time, inner reflection, doing work on oneself is a very useful tool. And you know, I look around, most of the people that I work with are women. Yeah. When I attend seminars on self-development, self-growth, inner journey workshops and intensives, it's mostly women.
Yeah.
Now, well, the question
the seminar,
is is it that we women have more problems? Is it that we... this kind of conversation appeals to us because we are more about feelings. All of those things could be true, but I have noticed that when men do give themselves the permission to take time for themselves, that the results are phenomenal.
Yeah,
they feel alive and energized when they connect to themselves, and that's what we want. The soul is not looking for only through power through the male, as in the external structures. The soul in the male body wants to feel and touch and be held, but it's been so long since those were deemed to be safe ways for males to articulate.
Right.
It has not been safe for men to say, "I want to be touched." I mean, we stop treating males in the same way as we treat our females from a very young age. We stop touching and cuddling and holding them. We tell little boys don't cry.
Yeah.
Boys, you have to toughen up. And they've done studies about this. People stop cuddling their young boys. We say, no, get tough. We want them to be independent. We start giving them cues consciously and subconsciously to start feeling and creating that isolation that they have to stand up on their own 2 feet.
Yeah,
tough.
It is tough.
We cuddle our dogs more than we cuddle our boys.
Yeah.
And so if we could begin to, if men, and the thing is going to feel pretty tough to come into that conversation, to talk about your feelings, or even to have a sense of what your feelings are, or even a sense of what your needs are. Because again, through that generations of this kind of training, men have become more isolated in their emotional needs and awarenesses. They've been told, you deal with survival, you're the breadwinner, you just take care of it, you handle it.
Right, and the expansiveness that can come from, you say, the inner work, it's so rich, where they just free up all these parts in themselves.
Yeah, and that they get to experience, men too get to experience themselves outside of these roles that they too have inherited. And what you were saying about, you know, men being able to take more time to be with their children and that being valued more and more throughout the world is a wonderful, wonderful development for all of humanity. As I look around in with the people that I know, I for sure see more of my male friends being at home with their kids. Having kids be something that, having their relationship with their kids is something they value tremendously, even more so than being a breadwinner or having those extra hours at work.
It's true. My husband, when I go and travel and do seminars, he said, honestly, to take over and be, you know, be the dad here in the family and shop and clean and do all these things. He said, that is truly the most fulfilling thing I can ever do in my life. And he means it. Yeah. It's for him, he said, now I really feel I make a contribution. But we're heading to a break. Stay tuned. We're talking with Navjit Kandola, our special guest today, talking about the problem with men. We'll be right back after the break.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, we're back on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. I can advise you and highly recommend you if you want to become miracle-minded. I have created 7 gifts to help you go in what area of your life you're stuck, to move you to unstoppable when you start listening to your soul and you're able to tune in. What decisions to make if you, yes, should get a new career or write your novel or wherever you are in your life and you want to get into that unstoppable energy and unlock that. There are 7 gifts. They're all free. You can download them on www.breakthroughmiracles.com. We have today Navjeet Kandola, our special guest. And Navjeet, how can people connect with you?
Yes, at tenderlogic.com, my website, and where that's the place that I write my posts. People can actually have my writings delivered right into their mailbox by going to my site and signing up for the newsletter, where they'll get a weekly contemplation or reflection on life, on matters, and tools that will actually help them to move through difficulties and find ways within themselves to tap into that brilliance. So that's at tenderlogic.com. I also have on that site lots and lots of meditations, audio meditations, lots of video interviews on different themes. I have the discussions that we've done on this radio show on my site also, and actual tools, actual exercises in consciousness that help you to free yourself from constriction from that core level so that you can really expand into your power, your potential, and feel your wingspan. It's much bigger than you know.
That's so true. Navjeet, you suggested that maybe you can do an exercise for everybody who's listening right now.
Yes, I would love to do that. So the thought that I had was that we could look at a role that we are playing as a male, as a female, that we can release now, that's holding us back from expanding and opening the borders of our self-expression, so that we can really come into life feeling unshackled, free, so that we're not, as a male, feeling that I can only, success is only on the ladder of career and employment, or that as a female, my success is in terms of how well I attract a mate, or how well I look, or whatever the, I'm just using very, very generic stereotypes there, but there can be very specific, subtle role that you are playing in your life based on the fact that you are a female or that you are a male that needs to be released. So that you can come as a unified consciousness of a being, of a soul in your life and really tap the unlimited potentials that are available to you outside of those roles.
Navjeet, can we do that in 5 minutes? Because the show is 5 minutes.
We'll a fast clip, Saskia.
Great.
So just take a couple of deep, deep breaths into your body now and just allow yourself to have this moment to feel your body, close your eyes, and allow your consciousness, your awareness, to turn inward from looking and perceiving the world on the outside to having a moment to touch within, to feel within, and breathe. Your breath will allow you to have that listening. And when you feel yourself quietening, when you can feel yourself being able to perceive your inner self, take another deep, deep breath and ask your higher self, the voice of your soul, your intuitive knowing inside of you, to show you a role, a gender role, whether as a male or as a female, that you are holding, that you are living in your life today, that you are ready to let go of. Because it's keeping you small. Ask it to show you that identity. You might feel it as a quality, as an energy. You might see a place in your body. You might get some words telling you what that role is. Allow your higher self to show it to you. A role that you are playing in your life, as a male or as a female, that is keeping you small. Give yourself a few moments to reflect on this, to allow it to come up, to rise to the surface. And just allow that awareness, and then take another deep, deep breath and ask your body where it's holding that role, that identity as a male or a female, is keeping you small. Where in your body is the crystallization of that role? Feel into your body. You might see it as a place. You might feel a tingling sensation, or you might just know it. Breathe, and then ask that place, what color does it want now? To be released, to be dissolved from your body. You might get a brilliant sensation. You might see a color. You might feel it. You might just see the word of that color coming into your awareness. Take that vibration, that color, and begin to imagine that it's pouring in from the universe directly into your body where you're holding that role. Do that now. Feel that role dissolving. Let it go. Free yourself. You can take as much color as you want, releasing that. And as you release it, just feel the freedom that you are creating now. Imagine not having to live from this constriction, even though it may have been small. It's no longer there. You're releasing it through your consciousness, through choice. You can choose to live your life from a much broader base. Take as much color as you need, and then when you feel it's free, take another deep, deep breath and just feel your higher self come into your body, merging with you. You've changed. And then take a deep breath and open your eyes.
That was beautiful, Navjit, and the timing is divine.
Great.
And I want to thank you so much. That was brilliant. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in. We're coming to the end of the show, and I'm sure you've all enjoyed it so much to hear Navjit Kandola talking. And stay tuned with us. I'm back next week. And if you want to tune in to the 7 gifts to unlock yourself, to become unstoppable, you can go to breakthroughmiracles.com. And I love to talk to you next week. This was Saskia, and have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love.
Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.